Welcome to another episode of Bedtime Stories with Salty Vixen. Tonight's story is titled, Licking and Kissing. You are my first Dom. Do you remember what you did to me all those years ago? You taught me to submit to you. I will always call you sir, and I will always want to please you. I will do as you say. I want you to run your hands up and down my body while I'm tied up. I want to get on my knees for you like a good sob, and I can't stop thinking about how much I want to please you, my Dom, as I will never be free of you, and I don't want to, because, sir, you are the only one I will submit to, and you're the only one who can tame my hunger for desire by your voice, as you train me well, and thank you, sir, because of you, I became a Dom of my words, and once we see each other again, I put on the blindfold and cuffs to be your sub once again. And before we get into tonight's story, I'd like to remind my listeners that in the description box below is a link to my website with the full story typed out. Do you want to kiss and lick my body, sir? Oh, I hope you will. Let's begin. I felt the warm liquid as he poured it on my breast, then his tongue as it followed slow, wet strokes that made my nipples rise to hard points. Yes, his breath was hot, and I could not help but arch my back in attempt to make my nipple find his mouth. But he was having none of that. He moved to my thighs. Yes, again, warm liquid. Hot breath. I wanted to scream with anticipation. I wanted to pull his hair and drive his face into my soaking cunt. Yes, he drove me crazy, the anticipation building, until I could hardly stand another second of his teasing. I love it when he makes love to my whole body. Yes, the feeling of his fingers on my skin as he explores every inch of me. He takes his time, and I lay open for him, like a clockwork doll, winding up and up until I'm almost begging to be fucked. Yes, baby. Oh, the need becomes almost painful. He walked his way over my body, down to my toes, where he lingered, sucking them, his tongue moving in and out between each toe. Yes, oh, feels good. Yes, baby, don't stop. Keep going. Yes. Finally, he told me to roll over onto my knees. Yes, he started at the nape of my neck. His tongue and warm liquid. He worked his way to my ass. He kneaded each cheek and kissed it. Then, he ran his tongue down the crack of my ass until he finally latched onto my soaking pussy. Yes, baby. He licked and sucked at my clit, and then stuck a finger in. Exploring, yes. I was almost busting when he finally entered me with his beautiful, hard cock. I worship that cock so badly. Oh, he fucked me slowly. Sliding in and out, his rhythm building with agonizingly sweet languor until he was slamming into me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Fuck me. My body shuddering with each precaution. I started to come. Then my pussy muscles clenching and unclenching around his cock. My cum flowed out and down my thighs. God, flowing and coming. And then he began to come. Yes, I sat still and felt the rhythmic pulse of his cock as he came. Oh, I love to feel his cock inside of me when he comes. Yes, the way it feels like it's expanding and shrinking with each surge of cum, until finally he lets out a shudder and relaxes. Afterwards, we lay together, my head on his chest, his fingers playing with my hair. Oh, there were no words to speak as we lay, just a feeling of flesh against flesh, and the rise and fall of his chest as he started to doze off. Yes, I stayed awake, and I wanted to make every second last. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Until next time, my lovelies, remember, stay horny, stay wet, stay salty vixen. Goodbye.